Welcome to My on Mondays, an explorative approach to the possessive my through narratives, art, and sound. Each Monday brings a new creation and unique perspective. My on Mondays is brought to you by Ming Studios, a contemporary art space and international artist residency program dedicated to the exhibition, experience, and exploration of arts and culture. Along with exhibiting artists from around the world, Ming also serves the community by hosting innovative programs including performances, workshops, screenings, readings, artist talks, and other cultural activities. For more information, or if you'd like to participate in My on Mondays, you can visit our website at mingstudios.org. Hello, and welcome to the 129th episode of My on Mondays. Born in Maracaibo, Venezuela in 1906, Maria Calcaño wrote far from the literary circles of the capital of Caracas. Married off by her parents at the age of 14, she had six children by age 26. But the constraints of marriage and motherhood in provincial Latin America during the 1920s didn't seem to constrain her avant-garde sense of self-expression. Desire and eroticism were a marked theme in her poetry, but it was considered immoral at the time, and true appreciation for her work wouldn't come until long after her death in 1956. The poem we're sharing with you today is titled De Canciones que Oyeron Mis Últimas Muñecas, of Songs Heard by My Last Dolls. We'll read first in Spanish, then in English. We'd like to note that the translation is our own, not that of a skilled translator. So, before we read the translation, we invite you to really take in the cadence and musicality of Calcaño's original words. De canciones que oyeron mis últimas muñecas. Había olvidado las muñecas por venirme con él. De puntillas, conteniendo el aliento, me alejé de mis niñas de trapo, por no despertarlas. Ya me iba a colgar de su brazo, a cantar y bailar, y a sentirme ceñida con él, como si a la vida le nacieran en sueños. Yo no llevaba corona, pero iban mis manos colmadas de bejucos floridos del campo, de alegría, de amor, de fragancias. Muchas noches pasaron encima de aquella honda pureza sagrada, todo el cielo volcado en nosotros. Había olvidado las muñecas. Ahora él se ha ido, lo mismo, despacito, por no despertarme. I had left my dolls behind, to come with him. On tiptoe, holding my breath, I distanced myself so as not to wake my little girls made of rag. So I went, to hang on his arm, to sing and dance, and feel myself bound to him as if to life reveries were born. I wore no crown, but my hands were full of flowering country vines, of joy, of love, of fragrance. Many nights passed over that deep sacred purity, the whole sky turned in us. I had forgotten my dolls. Now he has gone. The same. Slowly, so as not to wake me.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Monday. Tune in.